you've seen the stories that have come out and the speculation about possible changes. What's your reaction and response to it?
Well, I think, first of all, nobody's more disappointed in the way that we've started than I am. We were expecting to get off to a hot start. It hasn't happened. So, like I said, I mean, all I can do is I can't control the stuff that people write. All I can do is come out and be consistent. I think I've showed that the last couple years. I think the guys know where I am and where I'm coming from. And we got to win some ball games. I mean, that's the way it is. And my focus is every day. It's the same. It's to come out here and try to do what I can do to help this ball club win a ball game. And hopefully that'll start tonight. Like I said, my focus is on what I can control, and that's trying to prepare this ball club to win a ball game. And I can't control anything else. That's all I'm focused on.
So it looks like your weary bullpen's getting some help. Nick Bassett's coming up.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. Urena's one of our top prospects, but he's not a bullpen guy. And I think it was important for him to get back down in the minor leagues and get in his normal role of starting and sharpening up his breaking pitches. So to have a guy like Nick up here that is experienced and has logged a ton of innings out of bullpen, I think will be a big help.
How do you expect to use him?
It's probably the same kind of as how we use Dyson, in that fifth or sixth inning right now. We've had to use those guys a lot earlier than we want to. I mean, ideally you're talking about, filling the sixth, seventh inning and not the fourth and fifth. So, he gives us depth in those innings, and I feel, with his stuff, we can, righty-lefty doesn't really make a difference. We can plug him in anywhere to kind of bridge that gap and hold down the other team.
Brett, with Urena, was just a feeling he needed to be starting that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, that's a role coming up here, being the long guy, is not a role that he's used to being in. It was nothing other than that. He needs to go down there and start and log innings and work on sharpening up his breaking ball and his command. He's got great stuff, but it's not fair to him to bring him up as a reliever. As a long guy.
The one bullpen guy you really haven't been able to use much is C-Shack. Is there a concern of sending him into a tight spot when he really hasn't worked much?
Well, no. I mean, I'm hoping that we get into that situation where we can use him. I think anytime you use a closer in games where, you're just bringing him in to get some work, that's not a great situation for them. They're used to pitching in the heat with the game on the line, and we just haven't gotten to that stage yet. But hopefully, like I said, we can get in some closer games and get him some action. I mean, he's had one opportunity, and he needs to pitch. The more he pitches, the better he is. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to use him.
Brad, the lineup shuffled some things around. Yelich dropping a bit just to try to.
Yeah, he's scuffled a little bit and just take a little pressure off of him. Obviously, Prado's hitting it all over the lineup, but he's hit a lot in that two hole. And just keep mixing and matching until we figure out something that consistently produces some runs.